There are now 154 confirmed cases from the Roanoke Valley northward to the Covington area. Any one of them requires health officials to perform contact tracing, but it gets more complicated with healthcare workers.
But we are seeing these outbreaks within these congregate living systems that are more intense given the nature of the proximity of everyone within those settings.
Molly Odell with the local health department district says those settings include hospitals, nursing homes, homeless shelters, and prisons. Contact tracing for those workers includes residents, co-workers, and those outside work, plus this.
Some people, they're patching together a living with two or three part-time jobs. So one person could be working at two, three different sites.
And she says since most impacted workers are women, that's why they make up the majority of COVID-19 cases in our area. Evan Jones, WFIR News.